This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Thanks for rejoining us for our inaugural Monday of Sabres Live. You are so sour.
I'm sour at the Zoom right now, Duffer.
Oh, on top of everything else?
Like, I tried to copy and paste something in our chat section, but I went over. I didn't realize that you have a 1,000... limit of character limit. And it was a 3,000 copy and paste thing I wanted to put in there, and it won't allow me. And it's not 3,000 words, it's 3,000 characters, but still.
I was cautiously going to ask, would you like to elaborate on what you're cutting and pasting? But now I'm fearful.
All the trades, right? And what the picks and the players and who went where, and, knowing that. Yeah, that one kind of snuck under the radar. I didn't even realize Denton Heinen had gone from Vancouver to Pittsburgh. I knew Darnay went over there, and that was a
conditional. Somebody had to in the deal. Yes.
Somebody had to go the other way.
But honestly, you did mention something that, a question that had just popped up on X before we took the break here. And that's kind of why I was going down this path here. Is inevitably, as a season goes on, you are constantly learning about who you are, what your team is, where you're at, what you need moving forward. And presumably, and the general manager has mentioned or been quoted or been, mentioned in conversations regarding certain players that did or didn't get traded. Like, what do you think is kind of the outlook here in this next month from a Sabre standpoint? Like, what would you anticipate here as far as potential? Because everything goes into this, right? Like, you're constantly taking in where you may be seeing progress, where you're not, what the market is bearing as far as trade returns, increased salary cap, which, again, it's not a surprise to anybody on the inside. They've obviously known this for a while, but it can change what you may be considering as far as contracts for potential UFAs, RFAs, etc. I'm just wondering what you think may have changed here, which is kind of going back to the original question of the show, right? Like, what changes here?
How do you move forward from the...
Like, you always have to keep moving forward, right?
But how do you move forward from the fact that you've won three in a row? And now you have Columbus that comes in tomorrow, who is decimated with injuries. And then you go to Nashville, who is not playing well, and you just beat them.
Yeah.
Right? So you're like, all of a sudden, could you go into the break winning five in a row and being within 8 points of a playoff spot? And like, what changes? That changes. That is why I feel like we were not seeing the normal trades that we usually see, where, you know, you got buyers that are buying and renting players maybe a couple of weeks ahead of the trade deadline. What we saw a lot of was hockey trades. Mm-hmm. Hockey trades, good players going for good players, or a situation like this.
Right.
Could there be hockey trades being made now? 100%. But I also think if the Sabres had lost the last three, you're probably saying, we're selling. We're selling Zucker. We're selling, you know, whatever players we have, and try to acquire pieces and try to redo it again this summer. But they won three in a row. So moving forward now, I think that the approach is we're still trying to make the playoffs here. We're still trying to get ourselves within 5 or 6 points maybe before the end before the trade deadline, and then you have a month to try to make those 5 or 6 points. I think that's what the moving forward is happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, based on some of the returns, and again, every transaction ends up being kind of unique, but some are, I don't know, do you think so? I feel like some people are saying the Stars paid too much for Granlund and CeCe, and I'm like, have you looked where Dallas is every year? Like, and they've also, like, their draft record is really good. So,
In Jim Neal, we trust. Like, yeah, I'm not like, worried about it. He kind of sets the standard.
Yeah.
And you have to understand, too, that they did lose Taylor Seguin to
Tyler.
Taylor Hall, Tyler Seguin. They did lose Tyler Seguin to a major injury. So now you're like, okay, how can we make
it? And you said it with Heiskanen, like, okay, so in the short term, like, your backfill right now is CeCe, and that's good. And, yeah, you know, so, yeah, like, I mean, Granlund adds a lot of depth here to a pretty experienced and talented forward group.
100%. And I look, first-round picks, if you're the Dallas Stars and you're in a place to say, hey, we're going to acquire a Mikael Granlund and go to CeCe. CeCe may be more of a depth guy, but we need him right now because of Heiskanen. And I'll pay a first-rounder.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dallas' first-round pick is going to be a late first round, like a 28, 29th overall. Who cares? Like, I don't think that's a problem at all for the Dallas Stars.
Some may say that was high, but then you look at the return, your first blush response to the Miller is, Vancouver didn't necessarily get a ton. Pittsburgh, of course, has been stockpiling picks here for quite a while, and that in itself is interesting based on still having Crosby, Malkin, Letang, right? And the frustration that comes for those inside the room moving forward, because inevitably they will trade more pieces here, which is going to make it even harder for Crosby, Malkin, Letang to finish their careers perennially in the playoffs, right? These are really, really hard dynamics, but of course, like, everybody's looking.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here in Buffalo, like, okay, what has changed? What do you do? We had the Roseanne conversation last week of like, okay, are you in a position where he just keeps playing better and better and better? Of course, scores the game-winning overtime goal on Saturday to send them into the break on a four-game winning streak. The four games, he's got the game winner three times and he has seven goals in those four games. And, you know, it's wherever you are on, you know, you should bring him up, you shouldn't, like, the kid is doing everything he could possibly do right now. So if yeah. you're interested in bringing him up, obviously he has earned this opportunity now. But where would you put him? And what other changes are you considering here? Like, this,
well, I mean, Jordan Greenway is a change, right? He's going to be coming back at some point. So now you're looking, okay, that doesn't really open the door for Isaac Roseanne or anybody else to be, you know, making the jump up. Mm-hmm. You'd have to make room, and you're not going to make room for prospects to get NHL experience until you kind of know that the writing is on the wall, that you're like, hey, we're really not going the right direction. And that may not happen until after the trade deadline, when you've opened up some spots. You mentioned Pittsburgh. I get it, but I'm going to do the same thing with Pittsburgh as I have done with the Sabres, but it's a different situation. They've won cups and they've had Crosby and Malkin and whatnot, but the Pittsburgh Penguins have 20 picks in the next two drafts. Mm-hmm. They have accumulated multiple first rounders, multiple second rounders, multiple third rounders. They're rebuilding. And if you're Sidney Crosby, are you okay with the rebuilding? I personally think Sidney Crosby staying in Pittsburgh for the rest of his career. Mm-hmm. And he's like, fine, look, I've done my success. He's going to play at the Four Nations face-off. He's going to probably be in the Olympics next year. He's going to get his team success that way. He's already won three cups. He's fine with it. That's what I would think from the outside. But if you're Kyle Dubas, you need to maximize maybe on Geno Malkin, on other aspect, Brian Rust. You need to maximize on that and try to reboost your transition. The Sabres have a lot of draft picks. They have 10 next year. They have 10 draft picks coming up. So, again, maybe that is an avenue that you take to say, hey, we have a ton of draft picks. We have prospects. We have some players. Let's go. Let's get a jump on what could happen this summer right now in the next month.
Has your, I don't even feel bad if I haven't had this conversation with you, but what is your projection expectation for Bo Byram?
So over the last maybe month here, I've been trying to really pay attention to the Dalen Byram and how they've played. And yes, they have some flaws defensively, but they are pretty dynamic. And I feel like they are definitely playing a lot better together. Like, they found their groove, and it has allowed Dalen to have most assists in the NHL since just before Christmas. And it's more assists than McKinnon and McDavid and Dreisaitl and Kucherov and anybody. That's unlocked him to be able to do that. I feel like that's great. I would think that if you had Darlene, Byram, and Power play at the highest of their level, it's a perfect scenario. We've seen some dips here and there, but I feel like it's rounding into shape now. Power is at points in the last five. I'm looking at it, and I think if you could continue with that top three, you would do it. How much is that going to cost is obviously a big, you know, question mark. But if you can make it happen, you move on with these three guys.
Right, but the significant increase in the cap presumably changes how much you want to spend on a defense corps. And if you already have what you believe is the right big three, so to speak, in-house, then, and two of them are already locked up long-term, like, should this most recent development on the NHL and NHLPA side not make it easier to make the Byram decision, in your opinion?
Yeah, it makes it easier, yes.
However, the flip side is it takes two to consummate a deal. And if you're Bo Byram, like, you're still incredibly young. And what do you want to be known as? Might be the wrong way to phrase it, but what I'm getting at is here, like, it's going to be hard to have, like, super high offensive numbers and power play time based on the guys that are already on the team.
But if you're Bo Byram right now, and I think it's, but are you looking at saying, okay, Dallin's 11 million, Power's 8.35, where can I be next to that? Because
right.
Bo Byram is a really high draft pick, but wasn't a first overall, but is also put in his dues and worked up to that with the, you know, the bridge contract and everything. Is Bo Byram a $7 to $8 million guy? And if you are in that range, are you saying that you're going to spend probably $30+ million between Darlene, Power, Byram, and if you add Samuelson to that group? Are you well? And you're right. If the cap is $110 million in 3 years from now, $40 million on your top three or four best defensemen is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It leaves you with, you know, $70 million for the rest of your club.
I guess another way of asking this is, do you think Byram's going to be in the news cycle here a lot as
yes.
we push towards the deadline?
Based yes, because on I think he's playing so well.
Exactly, and I'm talking about outside in, the pressure that starts coming from, like, oh, this team wants, this team wants, this team wants. Yeah, so I'm fascinated by
it. I think he's playing so well that is why, like, a month ago I was like, okay, Byram's going to probably want $7+ million, but am I willing to give him that? I don't know. I don't know if he's a leader. He drives the pace, right? But now I think he is that guy.
Back after this to wrap up Sabres Live. Stay with us.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.